Academy, where industry, education and business mix.
Hi, we are the Money Mentors, and this is our Credit Union podcast.
Hi, my name is Michael, and today joining me is Emma from Unify. Unify is a credit union that is based in Wigan and Chorley in Lancashire. Emma will tell us a little about credit union. Only 3% of the population know about credit union. Debt aware, money skills for life. Can you begin by explaining what credit unions are?
So a credit union is what we call a community bank. We're a not-for-profit organisation, and instead of customers, we have members.
How long can people save with credit unions?
They can save with savings accounts. We have children's accounts and adults' accounts.
Young people don't have a lot of money, so do you know why they should particularly save with credit unions?
They should save because it gets them into good financial habits for the future. So rather than relying on borrowing money, they learn how to budget better and how to save their money for things that they might want.
So when they're older, they know how to save their money a lot better
than they do when they're younger.
Can people borrow money from credit unions?
We do allow them to borrow from credit unions, yeah, and it often works out a lot cheaper than it would do from other companies.
So do you know if there's a little bit of a limit or there's not a limit?
We don't have a limit like banks do. Banks tend to have limits of a minimum of £1,000. We tend to deal with a smaller loan, so £100-£200. We do larger loans as well, but we can do small ones.
So it's good for young people because when they want a loan of like £100 or £200, if they go to the bank won't allow them to.
No, they want to make a profit and they don't make profit from any small loans.
Do schools set up junior savings accounts?
We do. We do a scheme in schools where they can have their own school collection points and we can have a school bank, and they set up what they call a first savers account, and it means that children can come into their own school and pay money into their Unify saving account.
So can all types of people borrow money and save money with credit unions?
You have to save, there's no age limit, so you can have an account from, your mum can set one up for you from being a baby, but to borrow money you need to be over 18.
Why are credit unions a good place to borrow money from?
Because unlike other companies that offer smaller loans like £100-£200 or a little bit more, we don't have, the interest rate on them is a lot less than you would get at a company like Bright House, for example. And also we work on a system where we can take your monthly payment directly from any benefits or wages that you have, and we encourage you to save at the same time, so it's a responsible way of borrowing money.
What are your thoughts about payday loans?
I would say avoid them at all costs. Generally, payday loans are for people that need a small amount of money just to cover them till the month after. They tend to focus on £100-£200, sometimes a little bit more. However, the interest rates on them are significantly higher than you would find at a credit union, for example.
So as I said at the beginning, only 3% of the community know about credit unions. Do you know why most people don't know about credit unions?
I think in the past, when credit unions were first set up, it was perceived as a poor man's bank, so people that opened a credit union account tended to be on very low income or on benefits, and it still has that stereotype attached to it, which might explain why people tend to go towards banks and building societies, but we're hoping to change that.
What types of accounts can parents set up is the amount of accounts that parents set up can be different to the children?
Yeah, so if you've got a children's account, it's normally a first savers account. There's no minimum amount for you to open that account. When parents set up a savings account, it tends to be a minimum amount of £1 that they can set it up with.
Why should people save with credit union instead of the banks?
One, because we don't offer interest rates in the same way that the banks do. So the banks offer interest rates depending on what the economy is doing. We tend to offer what we call a dividend, which is paid once a year at the end of the financial year, and that's based on how well the credit union has done in that year.
Is there any basic tips or ideas most of the young people are going to be using this in primary schools and that?
Tips are make sure that your school's involved in promoting financial responsibility. Hopefully they'll get a credit union out and have a chat with all the children. But to any youngsters, really, it's just about learning how to manage your money, budget it, and it's better to save rather than to borrow.
The Academy, where industry, education and business mix.